The government has outlined its plan for ramping up the vaccine rollout in the second half of the year. GPs will be enlisted to vaccinate older and more vulnerable Australians against COVID-19 in their own homes and residences. And people will be able to receive the Pfizer jab at GP clinics across the country. They have so far been limited to administering the AstraZeneca vaccine. Dr. Chris Moy is the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association. He's on the line from Adelaide this morning. Good morning to you.
G'day, Hamish.
What's your reaction to this news?
I think they're both good news in both areas. So with respect to the Pfizer vaccine availability by general practice, it'll be available because there's a somewhat increased supply at this moment in time. Now, it's still pretty limited. It'll be limited to a certain number of general practices in the initial thing, under 1,000 initially. And really, it comes because there is actually a loosening up of the requirements for the Pfizer vaccine in that it can now be kept in a normal fridge for 30 days, which makes it more practical in general practice. It will, however, still be limited to strictly under 50 years of age at this stage, which is exactly sitting with the current guidelines. So that's good news. The other good bit of news is the new fee that the government is providing just to support general practitioners to go pinch hit in our elderly and patients with disabilities in their homes and aged care facilities. It's essentially to cover the travel costs. The current support for general practice is really a very, very limited amount just to give the shot, essentially. And it really isn't viable for general practice to go out. And it's helpful now because really there are some people stuck at home in their homes who are provided home care. And also there are also new nursing home residents where we'll need to go pinch hit and just give them the odd shot, for example.
Yeah, I do want to come to that. But just on the supply issue you mentioned, Victoria has actually put a freeze on bookings to get Pfizer as of yesterday because there's only enough supply for the current bookings and for those who are due to receive their second dose of the vaccine. So why is there excess supply in some places but then not enough in Victoria?
Oh, so look, this is for a little bit. It'll come online in terms of general practice, but it still shows, the Victorian situation still shows that it can't be a free-for-all in terms of the Pfizer vaccine. We are still limited by supply. And one of the issues with the Pfizer vaccine is because the second shot has to be normally given at three weeks, if not at the maximum 6 weeks. So you do need to hold back a certain amount to make sure you've got enough of that second supply because it's quite soon after the first one. And it does go to the point that, you know, we are hearing other states starting to just open it all up, and also to some degree some mass vaccination clinics not holding the line for keeping the vaccine, you know, in terms of holding to the current guidelines to maintain for those vulnerable under 50. And that's making it more difficult. So it is. We need to get that right balance at the moment in terms of opening it up, but also making sure that it's the vulnerable who are getting it, the ones that are most needed at the moment.
But if the vaccine stock is being wasted because it's already been drawn, aren't they better off to deliver it?
Well, it isn't a matter of the fact that it's been drawn. I mean, I think they're trying to give them at this stage, and I think the majority are, but you do need to hold back some. You just need to hold a little bit back to make sure that the ones who have been given the first shot are given it within the window that's recommended, which is normally at 3 weeks, but at the maximum 6 weeks.
You mentioned that GP clinics can now logistically offer the Pfizer vaccine. There's changes to the way they need to be stored in terms of refrigeration. But are there enough GPs to be able to make the home visits that we're talking about, especially in regional areas?
Look, I think general practice has really been, you know, very keen to get at the front line of this and really help out. I mean, if you look at the numbers, general practice has really done most of the vaccinations despite a lot of the discussions about, you know, mass vaccination things. But I think general practice has done 3.2 out of 5.8 million despite having a four-week delay in the start. But look, I think there are still somewhere in the order of about 4,600 practices that are still to come online potentially to help out as well. So there is some capacity to do this. We just need the support to be able to get out and do this.
Pharmacists have been lobbying to be part of the vaccine rollout. About 1,000 pharmacies, I believe, will be joining and administering Moderna vaccines from October. Is that appropriate? Do you think they're equipped to do so?
Well, look, I mean, the concern from the general practice side of things is that essentially general practice so far has actually been doing the heavy lifting on the general on the vaccine rollout. And you must recall that we've been really been doing a relatively minimal support at this stage, and also held with only the AstraZeneca vaccine, for which unfortunately there has been to some degree a perception of concern because of the very, very rare cases of that clotting disorder. So, you know, I think the thing is that what we've found right throughout this is that general practice is, you know, the ones to do this, because really often we'll know the medical history and we do know the concerns that patients have and can talk them through it. And okay. What we've found right throughout this is that vaccine hesitancy has been a significant issue for which patients really have needed that sort of guiding hand of the general practitioner to be able to talk them through this, which okay. I'm not sure the pharmacists do.
Dr. Chris Moy, we've got to leave it there. We do have to get to the news at 8 o'clock. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
That's Dr. Chris Moy from the AMA.